Yesterday we ran through the three biurim that the sugya gives. The way Tosfos learns, the three different biurim. According to Rashi, there are two biurim with a shade of a difference between the first and the third. The first biur was Rabba's version of Rav Chisda, that the reason for the Issa in the Mishnah is an Issa Hatzola. And Eisim Kli Tachas Haneh L'Kabo Baris Hashem, and because it's a Milsa de lo Shchicho. It's a Hatzol V'Shein Mitzuya. So Tosfos says, why is Hatzol V'Shein Mitzuya? It's a common thing that it's going to drip down, even wax drips down every so often from candles. Kavachama, that oil should jump down. So Tosfos says, no, it's a Milsa de lo Shchicho, because normally you prepare it in advance. Everybody knows that the wax is going to drip down. So normally you put a container there in advance. And over here, it's a milsad lo shchicha that you didn't take care of. Okay, so that's Rabba's pshat within Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is talking as if this says in the Mishnah, even though the Tanoim said, they never said that. The Tanoim said, but he's saying it over in his words. He's saying over the same din that appears in the Mishnah as Hainu Hacha in this case. The second shot in the Mishnah, a totally different shot, is Rav Yosef's version of Rav Chisda, that the reason why it's forbidden is because Mevatel Kli Mehechana, which is a Melacha Mederabbanan, some kind of a Melacha or another. This is going to be Mochomer. The Taptosis quotes the two Rashis. Either it's a Melacha Abone or Melacha Asosir. Either one or the other. Rashi and our Mishnah says Domi Lamelacha. As if he's cementing it down to this location that's bona. And Rashi in the last parak learns that it's mechzik is tosa. Mechzik means that it's midirabbanan. It's tosa midirabbanan. Means that this is a malacha midirabbanan. We said there are different types of yisurim midirabbanan. Some are malachas midirabbanan, some are xeris midirabbanan. We drew many distinctions between them. So take, for example, the way Tosfos learns the first pshat in the Gemara, on Mem Beis on the base. Rabba's version of Rav Chisda, that the Yisr is an Issa Hatzola. Issa Hatzola doesn't fall under any category of any Moloch at all. It's just like Zer Hashema, he may get so carried away, he may get so confused, because he's not prepared for this. It's a Hatzola Sheinim Mitzuya, Lehi Tiru, because it may lead to some Moloch. So that's a Zer Mederabbanan. I'll take, for example, the third pshat in the Mishnah is Rav Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Enkli nitel tochta v'nitel." Doesn't matter on the top or the bottom. Enkli nitel tochta v'nitel. So what's wrong with that? So we had Rabbi Akiva Eger on Omid Beis, and the Gilead Ashas pointed out that there is a machlokes harishonim here. It's an explicit machlokes harishonim. It's mefurish. The Rashban Ardav points out mefurish that it's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Balamor. Mefurish and machlokes harishonim. Whether the din of Rabbi Yitzchak of Enkel Initol, Rabbi Kivega pointed out that it's a steer in two Rashis. That Rashi himself is two Rishon. Rashi has a Machlokes Rishon. Rashi and Beitza, as opposed to Rashi and Masechet Shabbos, and the Balamor was alluding to one of the two Rashis when he says, "V'chein Koser Rabbeinu Shloim." But it's a Mufurish and Machlokes in the Rishon. Whether this din of Rabbi Yitzchak Enkel Initol, Sof Dara Nitol, is a branch of the din of Tiltul Kalim, in which case it's unrelated to the Machlokes Reb Shimon, we never found that they argue in the area of Tiltul Kalim. There is a din of Anisa Tiltul Kalisha Malachta Yisr, and there's even possibly a din of Yisr Tiltul Kalisha Malachta Lehetta. That was a Machlekes HaRishonim. Is there Anisa Tiltul Kalisha Malachta Lehetta Shalada Tarach Klal? So we pointed out yesterday, and a few times, if he learned Pshatim Ab Yitzchak, Enkli Nitol, Tarach Tavar Nitol, that it's not a din of Muktzah, it's a din of Tiltul Kalim. Rabbi Yitzchak's Yisr is an Yisr of Tiltul Kalim, then what you're assuming, at least within Rabbi Yitzchak, is that a Klisha Malachta Lehetta, you're not allowed to move Shalot Tzorach Klal. You have to have some legitimate Tzorach, and you have to draw up a list of what constitutes legitimate Tzorachim, and this is not a recognized Tzorach. The Tzorach, Dovashen, indeed, Tol B'Shab, is on the earth, and something which is Muktzah, that's not a legitimate Tzorach. So at least from Rabbi Yitzchak, you see that he understood that there's an Issa of Tiltul Kalisha Malachto Lehet or Shalol Tzorach Klal. It could be that there is a Machlokes in Rishonim whether we pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. So it could be that the way we assume the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. One might be free to say, that's what the Rashba says, One might want to say that once you reject Rabbi Yitzchak, so that also goes down the drain. The whole premise of Rabbi Yitzchak was that there's an isa tiltal klisha malakta leheter shalot atzarachla. He said the Rambam says like that. The Rambam got it from the Gemara that the tiltal kanim is not mutar on Shabbos. He used to take apart the shelves on the shulchan on Erev Shabbos, and they had the six lechem aponims on each side of the shulchan were sitting directly on top of each other, because the whole purpose of the shelves was mishum ipush. A miracle happened anyway. It was fresh. It didn't get spoiled. It was warm. So a miracle happened. It didn't become spoiled. But you should try to minimize the miracle as much as possible. So that's why they didn't require it. You should have shelves on the shulchan. Erev Shabbos is not going to spoil because of 15 hours of sitting on top of each other. It's going to sit for a whole week, then there's a better chance that it's going to get spoiled and rotten. But just from sitting from Lichtenstein until Shabbos morning, when they take off the lechem aponim and they put on the new lechem aponim, they eat, and the kohanim eat the old lechem aponim that was put on last week, it's not going to spoil in those few 15 hours. So that's what the Gemara says later, that the shelves on the shulchan, in order to take off the lechem aponim, you're going to have to take off the shelves. You couldn't just take it off and put on the new lechem aponim. And to take off the shelves on Shabbos is also because that's tiltal klisha malachta leheter shalol etzorach klal. Why is it shalol etzorach klal? Because it's not going to get spoiled in 15 hours. So that's considered a little bit difficult, shalol etzorach klal. So that's how the Rambam understood that Gemara. That tiltal klisha malachta leheter is osur. If it's shalol etzorach klal, you have to have either tzorach Gufa l'tzoch mekoma or mechama l'tzel. Klishim lachta l'yisir is only muta l'talta l'tzoch, gufa l'tzoch mekoma. Mechama l'tzel, to protect it, you're not allowed to move around the klishim lachta l'yisir. But klishim lachta l'heta, you are permitted to move around even mechama l'tzel. But it has to be a tzorach. What if it's shalot a tzorach klal? So then the Rambam holds that it's awesome. The Ram later in Per Kol HaKelim says that the machleik is the Rambam in Tosfos, and the Rambam got it from that Gemara. So the Rishonim say, the Rashbo quotes the earlier Rishonim on Adaf, Rabbi Yitzchok is beferish like that. According to this one understanding of Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok's din, enkli nitel atorach davar nitel, is a branch of the din of tiltal kelim. If you say it has nothing to do with hilchos muktzin, it's a branch of the din of tiltal kelim. So obviously Rabbi Yitzchok is assuming like the Rambam understood that there's an isa tiltal kelishim lachta lehetar shalot atorach klal. You have to have a legitimate tzorach. And this is the tzorach dover shein anitol b'shabbos. That's not an acceptable tzorach. So now the Rashba, one of the Rishonim says over here, that once you reject Rabbi Yitzchok, most of the Rishonim hold we don't pass, and the Rif and the Rambam hold we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchok. Some other Rishonim say we do pass like Rabbi Yitzchok. So if we should assume the way we assume, Shulchan Aruch, we have rejected Rabbi Yitzchok. Once you reject Rabbi Yitzchok, now you're open, now you're free to say that even shalot atzorach klal is muta to move klisha malachta leheter. It's still going to be problematic that the kanim, the seder hakanim, why weren't they permitted to take apart the shelves on the shulchan and the lechem aponim on Shabbos? Doesn't that gemara indicate the feirish? I don't know. So Tosfos on that gemara, the Ran quotes the machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos on that gemara. So somehow Tosfos was not bothered by that. But this gemara is that mefurish. If you learn that Rabbi Yitzchak din is based on tiltal klisha malachta leheter. So that's the big machlokes of Rishonim, that Rabbi Kivega was Mitzayan, that Rashi himself has a tukshotim. Is Rabbi Yitzchak's din a branch of the din of Tiltal Kalim? It's part of the Gzeir of Enkli Nital Torch Davar Nital. Or is Rabbi Yitzchak saying a chidush in Hilchas Muktzah? That sometimes the din of Muktzah of Kalim, so we know that everybody agrees, is the din of Basus of Davar HaAsur, that if you put money on top of a cash register, put money on top of something, B'miniach, Al das la'nich Hashem kol haShabbos, and then the thing on the bottom becomes a basis of davar ha'aser. What if I'm taking a kli in order to cover up a dvar muktzah? Does that kli also become muktzah? So other Rishonim learned that was Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Not that Rabbi Yitzchak says it's an isa tiltal kli shemalachtai leheter, and this is not a recognized tzorah. This is not a legitimate tzorah. But rather, the vort of Rabbi Yitzchak is that it's a prat within hilchos muktzah. Yeah, what's the difference? There are a few differences. One difference is, does Rabbi Yitzchak Din have anything to do with the Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a Machloikas in Hilchas Muktzah. So Rabbi Kivega points out that Rashi and Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav, this same Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak, with all the kashis, appears in Beitza Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, with slight shinuyim, slight variations. So Rashi in his commentary on the Gemara Beit understood that the whole din of Rabbi Yitzchak is mitzvah tzoli in the machlo. Is the whole din of Rabbi Yitzchok is only Aliba de Reb Yud. Aliba de Reb Shimon, you can't say Rabbi Yitzchok's din. Why not? If Rabbi Yitzchok's din is a prat and hilchus tilful kalim, there's a gzera that you're not allowed to move around on a plisha malachta leheter. Shalola tzara klan, you have to have a legitimate, acceptable tzara. So he says this is not an acceptable tzara. What has it got to do with Reb Shimon and Reb Yud? They both agree there's a gzera, the rabbanon of tilkel klisha malachta leheta. So the answer is no. This Rashi and Beitza understood based on the sugya and Beitza. So in our sugya, it's not presented the same way. Our sugya answers all the kashas. The Gemara says on the second wide line, Mosi meisve kol hani tiyusa. They asked Rabbi Yitzchak all of these kashas that they presented before. The Shani, and he answered all the kashas, but tzorchlam komo. How can it be a heta tzorchlam komo? If the yisra of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on hilchas muktzes, how do you have a heta tzorchlam komo? So obviously this Gemara, our Gemara holds that the Yisra of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on the Yisra Tilfel Kedem, Tzorchlam Koma, is a good heter. The Gemara in Beitza never says that Teret, Tzorchlam Koma. The Gemara has a whole bunch of kashas. The Gemara never answered Tzorchlam Koma. They didn't ask all the kashas that our Gemara asked. They asked half of the kashas. They asked half of the kashas and they never gave an answer to Tzorchlam Koma. That's what Tosis points out. The Shana Lev Tzorchlam Koma. So they say in the Gemara in Beitza, the Perek Nishila, Mishana Lev Hochle Rabbi Yitzchak, they answered that Belaf Haroi. They never answered their Tzorchlam Koma. So that's why Rashi apparently took it that the Sugyan Beitza never said Tzorchlam Koma is a heta, so the Sugyan Beitza understood that the Yisoid of Rabbi Yitzchak Shita is, and he said Tzorchlam Muktzah is considered Muktzah, because you're going to cover a Dvar Muktzah. And our Sugya holds not so. Rashi and our Sugya holds not like that. Rashi holds that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is Bein L'Rab Shimon, Bein L'Rab Yudah. That's the Rashi on the 10 lines from the top of Mem Gimel and Beis. Rabbi Kevega points out that Rashi contradicts the Rashi and Beitza. So Rashi understands in our sugya that Rabbi Yitzchak Shita is Muslim l'choladeis. Beilu Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yehuda is based on the din of tilful kalim. So there are gemaras all over the place that talk about feeding animals on Shabbos. You're permitted to feed the animals on Shabbos. So the Rishonim all ask Akasha, how can you feed the animals on Shabbos? An animal is muktzeh. You're moving the food on behalf of the animal. So different Rishonim gave different answers to this kasha. So some Rishonim answer the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is on. These are Mishnayos. How can Rabbi Yitzchak say against Mishnayos? That's the kasha. The Mishnayos talk about feeding animals. Everybody knows that you feed animals on Shabbos. So how can Rabbi Yitzchak say you're not allowed to handle anything on behalf of a dovar shehu muktzeh? So how do you feed the animals on Shabbos? Half of the Rishonim answer, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is only a din within Tiltul Kalim. Tiltul Kalisha Malachta Le'Isr, you're only allowed to move Tzorchlu from Tzorchlu. Kalisha Malachta Le'Heter, you're permitted to move even Nechama Le'Sel. But Le'Tzorch Dover Ha'Asr, that's not an acceptable Le'Heter. But that's only Tiltul Kalim. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that Ochlim and Svarim, there's no Gzeira at all. You're permitted to handle Ochlim and Svarim im Shelo Le'Tzorch Klal. The person wants to play with a sefer. He has no gedul to learn the sefer. He's going to play with the sefer. Just turn the pages like this. So that's muta legamri. To play with a kli on Shabbos according to the Rambam is awesome. That's tiltal kli shemalach talahetar shalot tzorach la. Gzeri shem yotzi. And tiltal ochlim and tiltal svarim is muta rima shalot tzorach la. So half of the Rishonim answer, that's no kasha. How are you permitted to feed the animals on Shabbos? There never was a gzeri at all on food. I bet it says it says you're allowed to take a knife and cut up the melons and cut up the pumpkins and feed the animals. So how are you allowed to take a knife? A knife is already a kli. So the Rishonim say, nah, the knife you're taking to cut up the food, and the food is not muktzeh, and the food is not a kli. So that's not an issur. Since you're talking about food, so food is not included in Rabbi Yitzchak's din. That's half of the Rishonim answer that. The other half of the Rishonim hold that that's not a valid teretz, because the prohibition, the Yisur of Rabbi Yitzchak, is not based on Tiltul Kalim. It's not a branch of the din of Tiltul Kalisha Malachta Lehetu Shalot Tzorach Klalat. This is not a recognized Tzorach, insufficient Tzorach, and therefore we say not like that. No, they say it's based on Muktzeh. Muktzeh, Oichel can also be Muktzeh. If you put Dvar Muktzeh on top of Oichel, and you plan to leave it there the whole time, so that'll also become a basis for Dabar Hasr. So Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, not only is there a din of basis, if you carry something in order to cover over a Dvar Muktzeh, that also becomes Muktzeh, because you plan that this thing is going to be Mishamish and Muktzeh. So just like if it's Mishamish Mitachtav, it becomes a basis of it's mishamishit milamayla, it also becomes sort of like a bus, it also becomes mukta. So they answer the kasha differently, and they answer that balechaim are not considered dovashena nital b'shabs. Ein kli nital el l'tzorach dover ha-nital. He worded it in such a funny way. Ein kli nital el l'dover ha-nital b'shabs. What kind of dover ha-nital? You should have said el dover ha-muchon. And the behemah is not muchon, the behemah is mukta. So the Rishonim say, you're right, the behemah is mukta, but you can't call a behemah dovashena nital. Because animals, I have a neighbor who always walks his dogs on Shabbos. Shem Shabbos. Muslim from the yeshiva. He always walks his dogs on Shabbos in the street. The dinim is shulchan aruch by walking your dogs on Shabbos. He knows all the dinim. Gotta ask him. So the farmers, they move the animals. That's what Rabbi Kivega tells you to do over here. Here, and the Tosfos is ba'odam olav. Little of the Tosfos ba'odam olav. Tosfos has a few kashas. So Rabbi Kivega, is that the one? No. Rabbi Kivega is Mitzayin. I forgot already where it is. Rabbi Kivega is Mitzayin. A Tosfos later, what Tosfos answers like that, that behemoths are not considered dovashen and nital b'shabbos. Why? Because he can get the animals to move. I already forgot where it is. Is that one of these Tosfos in? I forgot. Mem Dalin on a day. No, that's not the one. Is that the one? Nun Gimla Madal, yeah. So it's the Sakasha and the Gemara, I, Rabbi Yitzchak, did ankle in Nikol, Tarth Dover, and Nital. So Tyson's answer is on Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, Mahu Lita, in the fourth line, the Beim, Hashivika Dover, and Nital, given the Ochel Amoshko, the Halicha, Bechol Mokam. You're right, the Beim is Muktzit, but Rabbi Yitzchak never said, ankle in Nital, Ela, Avur Dover, Hamuchan, to the exclusion of Muktzit. So he worded it differently. Ankle in Nital, Tarth Dover, and Nital. So even though Beim is Muktzit, but it's still considered davar hanital. So that's what half of the Rishonim, all the Rishonim are bothered with this kasha. If you're all like Rabbi Yitzchak, how do you deal with the Mishnayos? How do you deal with the practice in real day, in real life? People do feed animals on Shabbos, so the animal is muktzeh. So how do you handle the food on behalf of the animals? So half of the Rishonim give one teretz. They say that the Yisr only applies to Kli, and Kli nital. It's a branch of the din of Tilkul Kli Shemalachta Lehev. Certainly doesn't apply to Oichlim. Like the Ramos says that the Shalot HaTzarachlam is Mutar on Echlem is Mutar on Svar. And the other half of the Rishonim hold that it's not true. They hold like the Machlek, like the other Rashi, that the Din of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on Muktzah. It's a Din like buses. No, a buses. Just like a Kli can become a buses, Echlem can also become buses. If I'm Yachir HaMokam, I want to put my money, Dapka, on top of Echel. So the Echel will become a buses also. So the Kli. So the oichel that I'm carrying in order to cover over the ramukta will also become a bus. So they give a different teretz. That the reason why it's mutter is because Rabbi Yitzchak didn't apply it to every dramukta. Only such a dramukta which is in Nitzal B'Shamas. So let's go again. So you have Rabbi Yitzchak's din. A big major machlokes in the Rishonim whether the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on Yisr Tilkul Kalisha Malachta Leheter or it's a branch of the din of buses, mukta. Nafkamina, does it apply to oichelim? Nafkamina, whether it's involved, whether it's totally in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the two versions of Rashi. But basically, it's along the lines of the first version of Rav Chizda. Rabbi said within Rav Chizda that the reason for the Yisra and the Mishnah is Agzeira de Rabbanim. And Rabbi Yitzchak says the reason for the Mishnah is Vaiter Agzeira, either Tiltul Kalim or Tiltul Muktza, one or the other. It's not the same as Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, it's a malacha mid the rabbanim. Malacha mid the rabbanim is machama. Either the malacha of bona, malacha of sosa, mevatel kli mechana, some kind of a malacha mid the rabbanim. So that's what Tosfos points out on Mem Gimel on the base. The last, the Tosfos, kvatir gemar rabbuna lishmaita. The Gemara says on Amen base, go tell Rabbi Yitzchak, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chizda, they all lived in Bavel. And then they came with this Rabbi Yitzchak had smicha. The others didn't have any smicha. They were reverends. And he was a real rabbi. Rabbi Yitzchak had real smicha. So Rabbi Yitzchak, they came from Eretz Yisrael. They told the Chachmei Bavel that Rav Yitzchak came up with a new interpretation of the Mishnah, Inkli Nitol Tochtav Anipo. So they said, send back a message to Rav Yitzchak, we don't need his discovery. Rav Huna said it already in Bavel. We can live without the geniuses in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Huna gave that pshat also in Bavel, that Inkli Nitol Tochtav Anipo. That's on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So Tais was Dima Machzak, Farsirgam, Rav Huna Lushmaitach. Rav Huna already preceded you. He beat you to it, and he already gave you a pshat. So Tesis has a problem with a Gemara later Kufnun Dalit. So they're saying the last five lines in that Tesis, Chay Mashman Dekama Hasam Al Detem Kech De Lehefsim Ru Bechoshu Lehefsim Mut Nami Choshushu Kamashma Lo Not So. The Gemara Kufnun Dalit on the base says that we're only Mako on the Isser if it's a Hefsid Meruba, but not Mako if it's a Hefsid Muad. What Isser are you Mako if there's a Hefsid Meruba? It's very unclear in the Gemara. Mao Detemo, that you're even mekel and a hefsid mu'ud. Kamash malon, you're not. You're only, and the implication is you're only mekel the hefsid meruba. What is there is it that you're mekel the hefsid meruba and not the hefsid mu'ud? So that's what Tosfos interprets in the Gemara there. Tosfos interprets that you're mekel on the iser of mevatel kli mehechana, that's a malacha medrabban, that you never mekel at all. That you're not mekel the mokam hefsid meruba either. But if you don't have an issue of Mavatal Kli Mehechani, you just have an issue of the Gzeira, either the Gzeira of Hatzolah, the way the Riva learns, the Gzeira of Hatzolah Shena Metsuya, the Gzeira of Hatzolah, or the Gzeira of Tiltul Kelim, or the Gzeira of Tiltul Mukta, none of these are Malachas Midirabbana, these are only Gzeira. So that, the Gemara is prepared to be Mekel, Mamakam Hefsid Meruba, as opposed to Mavatal Kli Mehechani. Mavatal Kli Mehechani is a Malacha Midirabbana, that they're not prepared to be Mekel. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara on Kuf Nun Dalan and Beis. Yeah.
I'm having a lot of problems putting this back in with what we learned by using the cable and putting the Kliheres that are full of water around the Dileka, because they're also, we're taking a Kliheres Malach for the Hefer, we're being a Batalit for a Hatzalah Shehem Suyam.
We're handling it, you mean we're Metaltalit?
We're Metaltalit, we put it there. It's a Kliheres Malach for the Hefer.
Yes, if you mabakul kli meichan, if you make something into a basis l'dabah ha'asa, so that's a mochamad dikis. But then maybe over there we're not making anything into a basis. We're just causing it. You mean you're making it worse than a basis? I don't know. Are you making it worse than a basis? The kli is going to crack. The heat is going to crack the kli. So I'm putting the kli in a position where it's going to get smashed. It's going to get ruined. Then it's going to become mamish mukta. Not just going to become mukta because of buses. It's going to become mukta because the whole thing is going to crack. The klicheres chadashim are going to crack. So why not say that that should be also because you're going to cause it to get destroyed? Good point. What do you say? The tzora gufa, yeah, but let's say this is a mabato kli mehechanai. That's an Easter of either Malacha Bona or Soser, so that we wouldn't be Mekalan at Tzorach Gufa. Tzorach Gufa or Tzorach Mekomo would be a good heter within, the Gemara says, within the Easter Tiltul Kalim. Within the Easter, that's how our Sugya says. Enkli Nitol, Tzorach Taban Nitol, if it's Tzorach Mekomo, it's Mutter. But if you're dealing with Mevatel Kli Mehechana, that's a Malacha Lechor, Tzorach Gufa, Tzorach Mekomo shouldn't be Matir.
It's Begrama.
That's the question. That's what you raised yesterday. He said, what's the story about Groma over here? I don't know. That could be that's Groma. So just like Gram Melocha is Mutter, just like Lemata, the Gram Kibui, so to Lemata, the Gram Melocha of Mevato Kli Mehechanai. Because the whole Mevato Kli Mehechanai is a Melocha Medirabana. So Groma is Mutter by all Melocha. Could be. It's a good point. We should go through that Gemara to see how it compares to this Gemara. Okay. So let's see again. So Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes Rav Yosef's version, 6 lines from the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Yosef Ahayim Taim Rav Chizde, because the din is Mevatel Kli Mehechonah. Again, in our sugya, you get the impression as if it's only Rav Yosef. Rabba, the first one, who gave a different version of Rav Chizde, and Rav Yitzchok, he gave a whole totally different, who disagreed with Rav Yitzchok. You get Rav Yitzchok who disagrees with Rav Chizde. You get the impression that neither of them, neither Rabba nor Rav Yitzchok, would necessarily agree with Rav Yosef, that there is such a din of a prohibition of Asa Levatel Kli Mechon. So that's what Taisus thinks, that it's not true. Taisus on our daf wants to be Machriya from Gemaris. That's what we saw yesterday. That's the second wide line in the Taisus Be'odem Olof. Amen Gimel Man Aleph. And the Taisus on Amid Beis, that's Kvar Tigim Ravun. Taisus indicates from the Gemaris that it's, you get the impression everybody's masking. Can't say that everybody's masking. The Raisa that it's Ziv has in his Chidushim and the Rai Mesoda, he's Machriya that it's clear that some of the Amoraim disagree with Rav Yosef. But Taisus says the bulk of the Amoraim agree with Rav Yosef's din that there is an Isra of Asa Levatel Kli Mehechonah. So Nachum will say, and this din of Rav Yosef, Asa Levatel Kli Mehechonah, the Gemara asked a few kashas. So one of the kashas they ask is from the Mishnah in the end of the Perek. It says in the Mishnah, Nosem Kli Tachas Hanei Alekabel Boaz Hanei Tzotzos. So why don't you say that that's Mevatel Kli Mehechonah? So the Gemara answers on that, Nitzotzos Ein Behem Mamish. What does it mean, Ein Behem Mamish? So we learned yesterday, the Pasha of Shat, the Nitzotzos get extinguished the second they bang into the Kli. The Nitzotzos are the sparks that are going to fall down on the table. See, if it would fall on the tablecloth, it may cause the whole tablecloth to catch flame, or at least to burn a hole over there. I don't want to have even a little hole in the tablecloth. So I put a plate over there. I put a metal plate. I put a china dish over there. So when the china dish is there, so the Nitzotzos are going to go out in half a second. So it never becomes a bosses even for a moment. It doesn't become a bosses. How does Rashi say? Ein behem mamish, Nitzotzos ein behem mamish, umuta litlon acha shenoflu letocho. The Lashon of Rashi is megumgum. Muta litlon. It's permissible to move the Nitzotzos. It doesn't read straight. So the Rashash quotes the Morgan Avraham, who's Magia in the Rashi, that is to say, muta litlo. Acha shenoflu litocho. Goes on the Kli. The Mishnah's Lashon was, nice, the end of the first Perek, the end of this Perek, the last Mishnah in Akira, Nosem Kli, Tachasane, Lekabel Bois, Anitzotzos. So muta litlo lahakli achashanoflu litocho shel hakli. The kli is loshen zocha muta litlo instead of litlon. Right. So the Rashash points out the Rashi and Mem Zayin Beis also is magumgum litlon. So he says you got to be magia that Rashi also. The Magen Avraham, the old Gerson, our Rashi, had in Gansen a different verb. I don't know who put in litlon. If this, the old nusach was a mutter, gantin, a different verb. So the Magen Avraham replaced it with this verb, and he said it should say litlo. Rashi in the end of the perek also writes litlon. So also megumgum. So the Rashash says that the hagov of the Magen Avraham should correct both the Rashi and Gimlam and Aleph as well as Mem Zayin and Beis. Otherwise, it doesn't read straight. So what did the Gemara say here? That there's no prohibition, there's no iser of mevatel kli mechonoi. If it's only ledaka, it's only for a second, the spark is going to fall on the plate, and then it's going to go out the second after it falls on the plate. What if I put something on a plate, and I know it's only going to be there for 2 hours? It's not going to be there for longer. It's not going to be there the whole Shabbos. Is that the same as miktas min hayom? There's a Rabbi Natam Shita later. So this is called Rabbi Natam a few times in the Masifta. That we make a distinction between lohaniyah and shokeyah. When does something become a bus? It's a davar ha'asur, only if he's meniyah, if he put it on purpose intending to leave it there. But if it's shokeyah, a guy came in late from the office and he starts taking the money out of his pocket and he puts it wherever he finds something, he puts another shirt over here, then he puts it over here, and he puts away his wallet chain and he runs to shul, and then on Shabbos he needs that shirt and he happened to put his wallet on top of the shirt. So that was shokheah. If he wasn't thinking when he put it there, that's not called the buses davar. The only time it comes to buses if it's miniach, and Tyson says it has to be miniach. The balabayas has to be miniach. If a stranger is going to come to my home, and he's going to make something in Dabas. He said, "Tain on the most of Dabas and Shalom." He said, "Rebbe Kibegi writes like that, and Tosfos writes like that later." Tosfos writes like that later. We'll have to get to what a mem dalad on the base. Tosfos writes like that. And the Dibra Maschel Yesh Alehamo is also the Taltala. Tosfos says, "Who put it there?" So Tosfos says, "Anochri put it there." So Tosfos is bothered. What do you mean, Anochri put it there? Anochri put it there. How does my property become a basis of davarasa because Anochri put something on Shabbos? So Tosfos Yesh Leivedik looking at Sheinichem Ladasa Yisrael. He left it there with permission. If he leaves it there without permission, it doesn't become a basis. Even though it's meiniach, because ain't on the most of davar sheinu shalai, has to be with permission. So then the shaila is. This Gemara, that the Gemara draws a distinction. The plate on the bottom only becomes a basis if it's meniach. If it's shocheach, it doesn't become a basis. So how long do you have to have intentions of meniach? You have to have meniach. What if he plans to leave it there for an hour, and the nachri is going to come after an hour and take it away? Let's say I leave some money, I owe money to a nachri, and the nachri says, "I want to come on Friday night, collect the money." I say, "Do whatever you want." Shailah Piron Achov, there's a Gemara later on that it's forbidden to do an act of Piron Achov on Shabbos. Gzerem Shema Yichtov. Just like Mekach Memker is Osir, so to Piron Achov is Osir. Where's that in Perik? There's a Perik later, Perik Shoyal? Is there such a Perik? There's a lot of Prokim here. I think one of the later Prokim is Shoyal. Shoyal, yeah. So the first up in Kuf Memches and Perek Shoyal, so the Gemara says that's part of the Gzeira of Mekach HaMemches. Gzeira Shem Yichtov, you're not permitted to do Piron Achov. But that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the reason why, let's say the baby becomes 31 days old on Shabbos, and the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen is on the Yom Lamed Aleph, L'chatchila he's supposed to do it on the Yom Lamed Aleph, you can't do it Toch HaZman, and L'chatchila you're not supposed to wait till Yom Lamed Beis. So what if the Yom Lamed Aleph turns out to be Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Trumas Hadesh, and you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. And the official explanation, the official reason that's given is that Piron Achov is forbidden because of Gzeira Shem Yichtov. So we're not talking that the guy's going to do Pidyon HaBen by giving cash. If you give cash, it's Tilta Muktzah. So we know that it's not allowed. Let's say I made up, I'll give him a set of Mishnah Brurahs. I'll give him a set of Shulchan Aruch that's worth five sloin. I'll give him a becher, I'll give him something fancy. That's not muktzah, not cash. That's worth five slots. So it's not an issue of tilka muktzah. It's just an issue of piron achov. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do piron achov on Shabbos, and the official explanation is that it's considered piron achov. Another question: the correctness of that argument, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Davov and Beis that strictly speaking, if you give $5 piron achov, you give the five slots to the kohen, a maton, a manas lahachzir. So the Gemara says mikra adin, it's okay. You yoytze. There are just two girsas in the Gemara, whether it's forbidden because of Nira Koin Hamsayeh Bebeis Hagronis, or it's not even forbidden with the Rabbanim. There's a Shaila, maybe there's a Nisa Medire Kabbalah, Koin Hamsayeh Bebeis Hagronis. But Nikir Adin, the Pidyon HaBen is good. How can a Pidyon HaBen be good if I owe money to a coin? Let's say I borrowed $20,000 from the bank. I'll go and I'll pay back the bank and I'll say, here's the money. Maton HaManas Lahakse. So you're going to say the Chov is Peruah? Ridiculous. If you're talking about Piron Achov, you can't be Parei Achov with a Matan Manas Lachzer. So from the fact that the Gemara says explicitly that you can accomplish Pidyon HaBen with a Matan Manas Lachzer, so it's a Rai Brewer from the Gemara that it's not Piron Achov, it's just a Mitzvah Nesina. Just Allah, you have to give the coin five sloin. And if you give it a Matan Manas Lachzer, Mikir Adin, you can't get it back. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Why is it forbidden to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? Clearly, the minhag always was that they never did Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. So, Shaila, why not? But there is a din that one is not permitted to do Piron Achov on Shabbos. How do we get involved in this? I already forgot. Wait a minute. Yeah, so let's say there's a Shaila. Let's say that I owe the Nachri money. I owe the Nachri money. And the Nachri says he wants to come pick up the money on Leil Shabbos. So am I allowed to leave the $100 on the table and then have the Nachri come into the house? Or was the halacha that I will be in violation of, I'm totally shavi al tasa, the Nachri is going to come knock on the door. I'll just open the door, the Nachri will come in and I'll show him where the money is and he'll take the money and he'll walk out. So is that my violation of Piron Achov on Shabbos or not? So I think in the Mishnah Brura, we discussed this, yeah, I think in the Mishnah Brura it says that it's not allowed. I think in the Mishnah Berurah it says that it's an Isar Pirona Chov, even though I'm totally B'shevi Al Tasa. I'm not doing anything to Kumbi Yastay. Because it's not a Malacha. Pirona Chov is forbidden because of Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. It's not a Malacha. It's not even a Malacha Midrabbanon that you have to have Kumbi Yastay. It can't be in violation of a Malacha B'shevi Al Tasa. But here it's not a Malacha, it's a Gzeir. So maybe it's possible to violate the Gzeir. That's like Rabbi Kivega suggested. Then Mekkah Chamemka should be Osir. If you made the Mekkah Chamemka, you made the Kinyan on Erev Shabbos, that it should be Chal on Shabbos, Rabbi Kivega raised the possibility that that should be Osir because of Mekkah Chamemka. So they asked on Rabbi Kivega, how can that be Osir? How can that be Osir? And it's Sefer Tzemach David, the descendant of Rabbi Kivega, asked the Kasha, how can it be Osir? There's no Malacha Shabbos B'Sheva Al Tasa. So he explained, this is not a Malacha, this is a Gzeirah, Gzeirah Shem Yitzel. The Gzeris, it's possible to violate B'Shevi Al Tasa. It depends how they worded the Gzeris. What was the Nusach of the Gzeris? So here, so even if you assume over there that it's Mutter, it could be because there's Mamish, no Kumbi Asay is being done at all on Shabbos. Everything was done on Erev Shabbos. The Nochri, at least, is doing the Kumbi Asay. The Nochri comes and he picks up the money. And I'm allowing the Nochri to come pick up the money. So maybe that's my violation. Okay, you can say that if I allow the Nochri to come in, that's my violation of Piron Achoy Van Shabbos. So that's the question. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's awesome. So let's say the guy violated it. Okay, so let's say I owe $100 to an Achri, and the Achri screams that he wants to come on Shabbos to collect the money. So what can I do? So I leave the $100 on a plate. Maybe it's my Yisr. Maybe I'm not allowed to. I leave the $100 on a plate. And I know that an hour after Shabbos is going to begin, the Achri is going to come. He's going to bang on the door. He's going to break through the door. He's going to take the $100 that I owe him. So does that plate remain Muktzeh L'chol HaShabbos? So do you say, no, that's not Meniach. So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan that the only time it's considered Meniach is if it's Meniach Haldas to leave it Kol HaShabbos. If you're only Meniach Haldas to leave it part of the Shabbos, that's not called Meniach, that's the same as Shocher. Where's that Rabbi Natan? It's in a few places, no? I already forgot where the Rabbi Natan is. Daf Nun? Where?
It's also in Kol Kerem.
Here the Tosfos is Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos. Al Kenoimer Rabbi Natan. The first white line in the bottom Tosfos is on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Al Kenoimer Rabbi Natan. In order to answer all the problems, the solution is the Lachashiv Kemeniach, the Gemara distinguishes on Kuf Mem Beis on the base. Tosfos quotes the Gemara Kuf Mem Beis Amud. Gemara distinguishes that it's only a basis if it's Meniach. If it's Shachach, it doesn't become a basis. So Rabbi Natan Azan has to be Meniach L'chol HaShabbos. But over here, came the Lachash Meniach came to die to Litlo B'Shabbos. The only time it's called Meniach is if it's Meniach, I'll doubt to leave it the whole Shabbos. Then Rabbi Kivega tells you to look in the Tosfos Mem Gimel Amud Beis where they say the same thing. Okay, we'll get to that. Kuli Amma, fine. Oh, so that's the shadow here. Mevatel kli mehechonai by the nitzoytzoys. There's no isa mevatel kli mehechonai. Mamish, it's only for a second. The second the nitzoytzoys land, they get extinguished. There's no mevatel kli mehechonai. What if I'm going to have a dvar muktzeh fall on top of it? It's going to remain muktzeh till the end of the day. So that's mevatel kli mehechonai. What if it's going to be a buses with davar haaser for a few hours? How can that be? It's a buses for a few hours. So we had the Tosfos on the Mishnah. We learned the Tosfos on the Mishnah, Dimamas, on Mem Beis, on the Beis, Ve'eni Yosem Imenu. Tosfos had a fantastic interpretation in the Mishnah. That if you leave a Kli, the Kabbalah Sashemen, the Shemen is a basis, calls Man the Ner is Dalek. After the Ner goes out, it's the Machlegs of Yuna Reb Shimon, where they send Migadis Katsoy. So according to Reb Shimon, you don't say Migadis Katsoy. And nonetheless, even though you don't say Migadis Katsoy, but Kozman, the Ner is Doilek, even if the Shemen will be Mitaftes. If the Shemen is Mitaftes, it's no more buses Davar Haser, but it will still be hooked to the Mitzvah. And that's why it says, Ve'in the Yosim Hemenu. It doesn't say, Ve'in the Metaltalim also. No, it's not a Metaltalim. And the Yosim Hemenu means that it's also Bahano. Usually Mukta is Muta Bahano. But if it's hooked to the Mitzvah, then it says, Ve'in the Yosim Hemenu, Vishenim and Amuchon. So Tosfos had this fantastic analysis on the Mishnah Mem Beis on the base that calls man the Ner is Dalek, the Shemen, even the Shemen Hamitastes will have an Iser Hanor from it because it'll be hooked to the Mitzvah. So the minute the flame goes out, then the shemen and the plate on the bottom will no longer be hooked in the mitzvosa. A chiddush of tesis. So what if I put a plate under the shemen hamitav teif on Shabbos? Aliba the Reb Shimon. Aliba the Reb Yudah, the shemen hanach on their shemen of psila. Hovin asa basis of davar ha'as. It was a basis ben hashmashis. Reb Yudah holds migad is katzai, the ben hashmashis is katzai the kuliyam. And we pass like that, Reb Yudah. The Mesichta, the end of the Mesichta, the Amoraim say, we pass like Reb Yudah, by Migdus Katzor, the Ben Hashmashes, is Katzor the Kulyam. But what if you would have held like Reb Shimon? What if the din would have been like Reb Shimon, that you don't say Migdus Katzor, the Ben Hashmashes, is Katzor the Kulyam? So the Shemin Hamitav Teif, Tosis points out on the Mishnah Mem Beis and Beis, the Shemin Hamitav Teif will only retain the status of Muktzah, called Man, that the Nair is Delay. And in another 2 hours, when the Nair is going to go out, the Nair is not going to burn forever. I know how long the Nair burns. In a couple of hours, the Nair is going to go out, so it's not going to be... So the Shemen Amitav Teif will not be hooked to the mitzvah anymore. The hook to the mitzvah is up, because the Zman HaMitzvah is up. That's what we explained. Hook to the mitzvah is a machleik sabiechen, a shlokish and sukkah, whether the esrig and the hadassim is only hooked to the mitzvah of the Zman HaMitzvah, or even after the mitzvah, after he already shook the lulav, it's hooked to the mitzvah all day long. So we pass and it's hooked to the mitzvah all day long. Why? Because other people can still use it. Even though I was ready to go to the mitzvah, other people can use it. But here, once the shemen is mitafteif, and the nair goes out, so there's no more hooked to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is over. The zman mitzvah is up. The Tosfos says on the Mishnah, in such a case, its status as hooked to the mitzvah will no longer continue. Calls man that the nair is burning, it will be hooked to the mitzvah. After the nair goes out, it won't be hooked to the mitzvah. So Tosfos raises the question, Aliba de Reb Shimon. If you all like Reb Shimon, that you don't say migris katzor de ben hashmashis, it's katzor de kuli yoima, but you do say hooked to the mitzvah, calls man the nair is doilek, is it forbidden to put a kli tachas haner lekabelas Hashem in hamitavtei? Would that be called mevatel kli mehichona? Because you're only mevatel kli mehichona for a couple of hours. You're not mevatel it for the whole Shabbos. So that's a shaila in Tosfos. Tosfos goes back and forth on that. Here, take a look. Let me just read the Tosfos here. Mem gim lamed aleph vishani le b'tzorach lemkomo, and the fat Tosfos vishani le. So in the middle of that Tosfos, there's a line that begins with the word Mehechonai. So they say on that line, Vim Neymar, and if we should assume, Dile Rav Yosef, Layakim Asisin Kereb Shimon, Rav Yosef holds Mavato Kli Mehechonai. He says, the reason why you're not allowed to put the Enosim Kli Tachasanel Kabul Shemin, because Mavato Kli Mehechonai. So Tosfos says, Vim Neymar, and if we should assume, Dile Rav Yosef, Layakim Asisin Kereb Shimon, why Kevin Dile Didei Mutalacha Shekove, after the flame is going to go out, Kozman, the flame is burning, the Shemen HaMitavtev is going to be hooked to the mitzvah, it's going to be hooked to the mitzvah, so you can't use it, so it's going to be Asa Bahana, you can't use it. So then it's going to be Mukta L'Tiltal also. But after the flame is going to go out, so it's after the Zman HaMitzvah already, so then it won't be hooked to the mitzvah anymore. So maybe you should say, Kevin de Didei, according to Reb Shimon, Muta Lacha Shekoveh, maybe Locha Shebitl Kli. Maybe it's no isim about the kli mechon, because I know it's only going to be for a couple of hours. In the previous places, they said not so. Where was it in the here? And not in the previous one. The last few lines in Be'odem Olof. Two places in before. The end of the Ramasla Be'odem Olof. So they say, the Imtoimar, the last three lines. Rabbi Yosef. The Mefarsh Ma'asim Shum Dosa Levatel Kli Mechana La'asma Sisin Kreb Shimon Dila Didei Lo Mevatel Kli Mechana Kem Nishar Lacha Shekoveh. Again, after the flame goes out, that's all what Tosfos wrote on the Mishnah. After the flame goes out, there won't be any longer a din of hook to the mitzvasa. If it calls man, it's hooked to the mitzvasa, it's also bahano. So once it's also bahano, it's mukta the tiltal also. That was a Rebbe Kiveger added on. And then based on the base. Calls man, it's hooked to the mitzvasa, it's also bahano. So Mimele, it's Mukta the Tiltabot. Lacha Shekoveh is after the Zman HaMitzvah, no longer hooked to the Mitzvah. Kech Dalecha Shvina Hocha, Kfiyas HaSal Bitul Kli Mishim Nishari, Acha Sheyerdu. Don't you see from the Gemara that it's only a violation of Bitul Kli Mechonai if it's for the whole Shabbos, for the whole remainder of the Shabbos, but if it's only a temporary Bitul Kli Mechonai, then there's no Iser. The same as Nitzaitis. Yeah, but Nitzaitis mamish for a second. But the Koifin is Asal Lefnehu Efroichim. Koifin is Asal Lefnehu Efroichim Shiyalu V'yeridu. So the Gemara said, why isn't that Bittul Kli Mehechonai? So the Gemara said, no. It's only going to be for a second. Muta L'taltalo. It's only Ba'idam Olav Asa L'taltalo. After the Efroichim are just going to be there for a second. So you see, from the Gemara, it's only for a short period of time. There's no Issa Bittul Kli Mehechonai. Does that mean because it's a very short period of time? Or does it mean anything less than Kol HaShabbos is Muta? What's the Heta? So that's what Taisus goes back and forth. So the last three lines in the Taisus Boidim Olav says, no, Yeshlam Adalai Dami. If it's only for a second, if you have the ability to chase off the birds, so that's not called Bittul Kli Mehechonai. The same thing that he says, the same Mamish, and it's in less than a second it's going to become extinguished. But if you're going to leave it on for a significant amount of time, like Reb Shimon, Kolzman, and there is Dileg, so the Shemin Amitaptiv is still hooked to the Mitzvasai. If it's hooked to the Mitzvasai, it's Asabano. Asabano makes it into Muktzah. Like Chomet B'Pesach, that's how Rabbi Kivegas, and makes it into Muktzah. And the Tosfos later wasn't too sure about that. That's what they said. They raised the possibility. And the Tosfos, B'Shoni Le, B'Tzochum Kom, B'Vin Noyma, the Rav Yosef, who asked Masin Sim Krab Shimon, gave them the day, Muta Lacha Shekove, Lachash Bittul Kli Mehechonai. They're not sure. They're not sure whether that's a violation of Bittul Kli Mehechonai. That's like this Rabbeinu Tam. That's the only time it's called Meniach, as opposed to Shocheach is, that's that Rabbeinu Tam. Where did we just have it? On Nun Aleph and Min Aleph. The only time it's called Meniach is if you plan to leave it Kol HaShabbos. But if you only plan to leave it from Mitzas Min HaShabbos, that's not called Meniach. By Chanukah, what, again, yeah.
Even when it's out later.
Chanukah is a murderous kasha. Chanukah is a murderous kasha. In the Gemara, it never says. Tosfos quotes it, a brisa from the Shiltas. Where did the Shiltas get the brisa? In our Gemara, it doesn't have such a brisa. The Shiltas quotes Tana Rabbanon that the Shemen, Shenishtaya, Miner Chanukah is hooked to the mitzvah, even after Chanukah is over. It remains hooked to the mitzvah. So that's what the Keren Oira, on Masechah Shabbos, on the Sugya B'Mamadlik, and Esta Kasha, how can it be? The whole din of hooked to the mitzvah is either calls man the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, or Kalayom, because other people can use it, or over here calls man Shehaner Doida, but after the man a mitzvah is up, how can they hook to the mitzvah? So he says, apparently, the brisa that the Shilt has quoted, they may have had it in the tradition in the Gonin, a brisa assumes that we treat Haneris Halal Kodeshim, we treat it as if it's like Neris HaMidgosh, as if it's a Tashmishi Kedusha. And Tashmishi Kedusha, even after the Zman HaMitzvah, on Ignazu. Tashmishi Mitzvah, after the Zman HaMitzvah is up on his rocking. As opposed to Tashmishi Kedusha, which on Ignazu. That's a Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah draws a contrast between a Talis and a Sukkah and an Esrog, that after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, you can throw it out in the garbage. As opposed to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, that's Tashmishi Kedusha. Even if it's so rubbed out that it's impossible to correct it, let's say Tefillin and Mezuzah have to be written Kisidron. So if it's rubbed out in the middle, what? You have to erase the whole thing and rewrite the whole thing all over again. It's not Shaykh. So even if it's so puzzled that it's not Shaykh to reconstitute it, to make it kosher, to rehabilitate it, the din is that it still retains the Kedusha, Tashmishi Kedusha on Ignozim. So that's what the Karen Ara says. Apparently, that Brisa that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, right? Shulchan Aruch has. Tosfos quotes that brisa from the Shiltas. We don't have it in our Gemara. Tosfos quotes it from the Shiltas, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it from the Tosfos b'shem Shiltas. That the Shemen Shenishtayer b'ner Chanukah remains hooked to the mitzvah even after Chanukah is over, because they treated the Shemen b'ner Chanukah as if it were Tashmishi Kedusha. They treat it like the Shemen in the Menorah. Shemen in the Menorah has Kedusha. So even after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, it still retains the Kedusha. Only Tashmishi Mitzvah we restrict. That's correct. That's taka difficult thing. That's what the Kabbalah asked Akasha, and he says that that's a psayotim and a klal that we treated as if it were tashmishi kedusha.
What's the path of no debate?
That's a good kasha. Let's say korbanos. Korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash also have kedusha. So where the divrei Torah, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in the Nefesh HaChaim that the yisoy to distinguish between tashmishi mitzvah and tashmishi kedusha is divrei Torah. That say the Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzah have Divrei Torah, and to the extent that you have Divrei Torah, to that extent it has Kedusha. Sefer Torah has more kedusha than the tefillin, which in turn has more kedusha than the mezuzah, and the shal rosh has more kedusha than the shal yad because it has the extra letter shin. So how can that be? What about karbonis? What about the walls of the Beis HaMikdash? What about everything in the Beis HaMikdash that has kedusha? Where is the klisharis and everything? What does it have to do with divrei Torah? That's a very good question. Unless you say that kochi HaMikdash, because the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is the luchos. So you say that all kochi HaMikdash, any davar kodesh that relates to the Beis HaMikdash, its kedusha also emanates from the luchos, from the kedusha luchos. I don't know. The kash is perhaps a little better than teretz. I'm not sure. And the Beis HaMikdash houses the luchos. It's Mishkan Ha'edus, it houses the luchos. But to say that all the korbanos are also tashmishe kedusha because of the fact that I'm not sure what that means. I don't know. Right, that's where Soloveitchik said it on that Rambam. The Rambam usually in the Mishnah Torah doesn't give you history and he doesn't give drushes. He only gives halachas. In other places he writes histories. In the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam writes that when Shlomo HaMelech authorized the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, in the plans was that there should be a special chamber in the basement to house the luchas when the time will come. And he writes that the whole period of the second Beis HaMikdash, the luchas were housed in the basement. This is a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Nun Hey or so. Gemara in Yuma has different opinions. So the Rambam is taking a stand on that. So Rav Soloveitchik wondered, why does the Rambam have to write history over here? It's a historical question. And the other opinions hold that the luchas were in Golas Bavel, wherever the luchas were. What's a nafkemina? The whole nafkemina, the whole halacha lemaisa is relevant to know that the luchas, the orim with the luchas were not there. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so when the Kohen Gadol went in, he wouldn't be zarek the dam. The whole tkuva is by sheni. Wouldn't be zarek the dam in front of the Ora and Keneged Shnei Abadim. He had to be zarek the dam in front of the Eben Shasiya, which was in the same location where the Ora with the Luchas used to be. So that the Rambam is going to speak about later, how they did the Avodah during the Bai Sheni. But why does he have to write that the whole time of the Bai Sheni, the Luchas were in the base? That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the Rambam is taking a stand on the halachic issue. He didn't think that the Rambam in Mishnah Torah was just telling you history. So he thought that the Rambam felt Machlekes in the Gemara. Machlekes Atan. Rambam felt that in order to retain, in order to have Kedushas based on Migdush, you have to have Luchas there. Either the Luchas have to be upstairs in the Kodesh HaKodashim, or they have to be downstairs in the special chamber that was specially built to house the Luchas when the time comes to put them there. But still, Sof Kol Sof, you have to have Luchas based on Migdush. Without Luchas, wouldn't have a Kedusha based on Migdush. That was Rav Soloveitchik thought of this whole interpretation based because of that Rambam. Based on that Rambam, that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira writes this in the very beginning, that Shlomo HaMelech built a special chamber to house the luchas when the time will come, and that's where they were the whole Bai Sheni. So he thought that that was a halachic statement made by the Rambam. Yeah, so this again, so this is the Shaila. Tosis is not sure. Vimnoima de Rav Yosef asked my citizen corruption, maybe yeah, maybe no. They're not sure whether Rabbi Yosef's din of Mvatal Klim Hechonoi, that it makes a difference. Is it only for moments, for seconds, Biyodo Lahavricham right away? So that's not called Mvatal Klim Hechonoi? Or means anything less than till the remainder of the whole Shabbos. Anything less than the whole Shabbos is called Lashor. And that's not called Mvatal Klim Hechonoi. It's only considered Mvatal Klim Hechonoi L'chol HaShabbos, like Rabbi Natam said, by Meniach. As opposed to Shocheach, so the same thing over here, by Mevatal Kli Meichona. It's the same topic. When does it become a basis of Ur Kol HaShabbos? And then the Gemara had the Kasha from a Tosefto. And then Gimel Amad Aleph, about seven lines on the top. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye is the Kasha of Rav Yosef. It says in the Tosefto, Chovish El Tevel Shenishbra Mevi Kli Acha Minich Tachteho. It's going to become a basis. He says, no. Since Tevel over v'tikna mesukan, I'm a chudish ziki gemara. By Tevel is an exception to the rule that we don't apply the klal of migris katsoyle ben hashmashes. Then something was Tevel ben hashmashes, and then somehow in the middle of Shabbos it became ois Tevel. How in the world did it become ois Tevel? So you say, a goy came in with mafish. It's also for a Jew to be mafish to mesmais. A goy can't come and be mafish chumas and maizes. Without my permission, the goy can't be mafish. So it must be that I was mafish it. I was mafish as an isa de rabbanon. The Mishnah basically not allowed to. And then if you went and you violated it, so the Mishnah and Truma says that there's a penalty. You're not allowed to eat it. So you're not allowed to eat it. So what does the Gemara say? You're allowed to eat it. So Taisha says, it's talking b'shoigeg, and it goes with the Tana, there's no penalty b'shoigeg, or it's talking ain lo mayoichal. If it's ain lo mayoichal. In such a case. Yeah. So in such a case, either b'shoigeg, or ain lo periacher, I think in the Taisus, this Taisus tevel muchanhu, mem gimel man aleph. So in the last 10 lines, they quote the Kasha of the Rebbe. Od hiksha, hechadi isle peirachrini b'shoige, amai yoichal neim amigadis katzoi. Why don't you say amigadis katzoi? True, there's no penalty of hamabashal b'shabbos. But why don't you say amigadis katzoi? That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. You don't say amigadis katzoi. So I looked and I looked in the back of the Gemara. I didn't find anybody who says this. I didn't look in the Tosfei HaRosh. I got to take a look. I think there's a misprint in Tosfos. No, shouldn't it say od hiksha, hechadi isle peirachrini inami b'shoige? Or b'shoigeg, and not peirachrini b'shoigeg. These are two different answers to explain why you don't have the penalty that appears in the Mishnah and Truma, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. The Tosfos quotes before, Ma'isi lo b'hanizokin. If you're mevashel b'shabes, b'shoigeg gerchol b'meizid lo yerchol, then it says, Hama aser b'shabes, b'shoigeg gerchol b'meizid lo yerchol. So there's a penalty on mevashel b'shabes, so whoever is mafresh Truma is a ma'isan Shabbos. So Tosfos said, we're talking over here, either he was mafrish the trumas and maizes b'shoigeg inami d'islei peirachmini. Why did they give the other answer islei peirachmini? Because the Gemara says over v'tikna mesukan. Over sounds like the mazes, so that's what prompted Taisus to say it doesn't go b'shoigeg. Over sounds mashma b'mazes. That's what Taisus writes on the sixth line from the top. The word over v'tikna mesukan, over sounds like the mazes. So he gave the other answer l'islei peirachmini. So I think at the end the lashon is a little magumgum. I think you should say either Hechad the Islay Pei Rachmini. Okay. So there is a B'shoigeg. I don't know why they wrote the Islay Pei Rachmini. Either B'shoigeg or Lesle Pei Rachmini. Either the one answer or the other. So the yes, but why don't you say Migris Katsoi? That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara's chiddush is that's exactly the word. So the Rebbe doesn't understand. The Gemara says you don't apply migdas katzoi to tevel. So that's what the Rebbe says. He doesn't understand. Why is it different? Maishna, the last six lines in Tosfos. Maishna from Rav Shimon Shita in Beitza Chavav and Mebeis. Ein roi mumim b'yontif. Harosh says that there is mutar on yontif, but not to look in mumim of a b'chor to determine that it's a mum kavur that you're not allowed to do. And he holds that it's a din that it's only muta mikana lahaba. The Gemara has there in Beitza daf chavav and Beitza. Let's say the behemah had a mum kavua, and I know it's a mum kavua. I know it's a mum kavua, and I went ahead and I shechted it. Then they told me, hey, you're not allowed to shecht it. You have to go have either shloisha hadyoitas. You have to have a yochid mumche, an expert in those mumim, to pass. And so I say, okay, I go and I bring the behemah to the kohen. I bring it to the Yochid Mumcha, to the Shlosha Adyotis. They say, no doubt I had a broken leg, let's say. Missing a leg. So no doubt about it. Of course it's a Mumkava. They said, the leg was broken like that before you shechted. He says, yeah, absolutely. The leg was broken like that. So it's a Mumkava. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, you're not allowed to eat it. Because it's not like a Hairoa Sisa Veheta that it's a glowing Muslim affair. It was always Mutta. No. It's like Hafara Sabal. It's only Mutta Mikana Labo. It's not mutal mafreya. So since I shechted the bechor, even though I shechted it after he got the mum kavur, but I shechted it before the psaka koyin, before the psaka abezdin, so Reb Shimon says that you're not allowed to eat it. The psaka abezdin midirabbanan. In our Torah there is no such thing. Midirabbanan, they require that there should be a psak either Rabbi Yochid Mumcha Shlosh Adyotis. So that midirabbanan, that's matter the behemoth. So that's why the Gemara says in such a case you would say migdas katzoi ben hashmoshes is katzoi the kuli yoma, that it's only matir et mikan lahabot nu. So that's Taisus kasha. So just like over there Reb Shimon is moider that you say migdas katzoi. There are cases that Reb Shimon is maskin. Here the original machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is on the top of mem dalet amin aleph, the fourth line and the fifth line from the top, right before the Mishnah. Moshe Hashem Shebenev Shebekara Oster Reb Shimon Matir. So the Gemara later on the daf few lines later, the Gemara says, Avokos Kaira, right after it says Mishnah, then it says Gemara, so six lines after that. Amem Dalan Amenav. So the Gemara quotes the Brice, Avokos Kaira Vashashis, Lo Yizizim Mim Kaimum. That remains Mukta, even if the flame went out, you still say Migidis Katsoi. So why do you still say Migidis Katsoi? So the Gemara has a few lines later. Gemara says, Lioilam Rab Shimonhi. It's around 13 lines from the bottom. Elam Mazutra, Lioilam Rab Shimonhi. That line in the Brisa that says, Kos Karava Shoshes, Loizizanam Kanmam, it remains Migidis Katsoi even after the flame went out, is not only Alibid Rab Yuda. One of the Amorim said, Amarula Seifason the Rab Yuda. That Bryce is Kos Karavasha only Alibir Reb Yuda that you say Midas Katsoi, and we don't hold like that. We paskin like this mandoma. Eloma Mazutra Liolam Reb Shimon Hevichikasha Reb Shimon Bener Zuta the Daite Ilave. If you have a little candle, I know the candle is going to burn between 4 or 5 hours, and afterwards going to go out. So I know in advance. I know already Ben Ashmashes Adam Miyoshev and Mitzap. I know the flame is going to go out. So then, since we knew Bein Ashmashes, the flame is going to go out, there's going to be Moshe Shemesh Abiner. So then Rab Shimon holds that that's not Migdash Katsoi. Aval Hani Dinefishi, but if you have a Kos Karav Ashoshes, it's an all day lamp. It's a yahrzeit candle that should really burn for 24 hours. Something happened in the middle of the day and the flame blew out. So then the Gemara says, Loi, even Rab Shimon would agree that you do say Migdash Katsoi. Why? Because looking from the perspective of Bein Ashmashes, there was no foreseeable Achazman on Shabbos, at which time it's going to be Mukhan. It looked like the whole Kos Karav Ashoshes is going to burn the whole 24 hours. So that's Rab Shimon Lishitosai, just like Kos Karav Ashoshes, he says the same by Rias Mumin on Yontif. That's this Gemarim Beitza, that the Tosis Mem Gim Laman Aleph, at the end of the Dima Maskal Tevel, that's the Gemarim Beitza that they quote. Shimon holds, Ein Roi Mumin Biyontif, you're not allowed to. Why? Because it's not like a Psaka Visa Vehetta. It's like Ein Donim, it's like Misakin Mana, the Beznes Mata, the Iser. Shchitas b'chor chutz la'migdosh based on their psak, and until they give a psak, it's not butan. The psak is only matam mikana labor. They shechted it after the mum developed before the bezin paskin. It's going to be off the bachila. So that's why in such a case he holds that that you say migdus katzoy. That's like kos karav ashoshes. And by tevel the gemara has the chiddush. Tevel muchanhu does mean that it's not mukta. Tei says no, beferish it is mukta. Afli b'shasa the tafluk it is tamim asnisin. Tevel is mukta. But you can't apply the rule of you can't apply Migidus Katsoi to Tevel. Once you're mafrish, the Trumas and Maestris, you don't say Migidus Katsoi. So therefore, it's not considered Mabatha Kli Mehechana. Because in principle, in theory, the rule of Migidus Katsoi doesn't apply. Yeah, that's the Shala. Why not? What does it mean? Imava V'tikta Mestukim. Why should there not be a din? It's also Lahafrish Trumas and Maestris on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So looking from the perspective of Bein Ashmashes, it looks like it's going to be also the whole day. So that's what the Gemara later on seems to shed light on. That's what we spoke about yesterday. The Gemara asked Akasha, if the woman took a neder or a shvua not to eat some kind of food, and the husband is made for the neder, so it says she's allowed to eat that day. So the Gemara asked Akasha, why is she committed to eat? Why don't you say Migdash Katsoi to Bein Ashmashes? His Katsoi to Kuli Yoma. So now the Gemara answers, "Kidir Rapinchos Mishmei Derove." That Rapinchos says in the name of Rav, "Kol Anaderes Al Das Bailehi Noderes." What is he driving at? What's the significance of Rapinchos's memory? The Gemara has it in a few places. One of the places is Gittin Pe Gimel. If you look on the side of the Gemara, there are Mem Vav and Beis. The Gemara gives you all the cross references. So one is Gittin Pe Gimel. The Gemara in Gittin Pe Gimel has an interesting discussion. The Gemara has a klal, an abstract klal. Like Matzinu Zeh Matir. There is no such thing. A man says Hariyah Mukudeshus Li B'Tabazu. He makes the woman Asura Kuli Alma Kehegdish. The chosn marries the kala, and then someone else can give a guest and undo his issues. There is no such thing. The Matzina Zeh Oisav Zeh Mater. It cannot be. There is no such thing. The one who made the kiddushin, he was the one who created the Asura Kuli Alma Kehegdish. He can give a guest. It's not shaykh that I make the kiddushin. Someone else should be able to give the guest. Frag the Markasha, there's such an abstract rule of Matinu of Zoysa Zamat of Aloy, Vare Haforas Nidorim, that the woman takes a nether, she's not going to eat the potato chips, and the husband is made for the nether. How is that possible? The Gemara says, no, call on the Deres, Al Das Bailahin Aderes. It's not that the husband comes Mibachutz, not that the Torah empowered the husband or the father, he has a right to be made for the nether. The Maitre, the Torah did empower the father. The father, the husband can make the hafara, even though she's screaming, I want the neder, the husband has a right to be made for the neder. But the Gemara says, in principle, we consider it as if, even though it's not 100%, it's not always the case, we consider it as if, this was a clause built into the neder. Any married woman who takes a neder, or any single girl who takes a neder, kol anaderes, al das avil hi naderes, al das bail hi naderes, it's not ze oisev ze mate, that she made a neder, and the husband or the father comes and he's mate the neder, he's made for the neder min bachutz. No, he's not min bachutz. That's built in. Built into the neder is a built-in clause that if the husband or the father doesn't want, then it's going to fall apart. Then the Gemara says the same kasha, how do you have hataras nedarim? I take a neder, and then the bezin comes. Who asked them? The bezin comes and they say, mutalach, 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 and it's mutar. So the Gemara says, how can it be? Hechamatzin is a oisev is a matir. So the Gemara says, no. Is there such a thing that the bezin can come and be matar neder against my wishes? No, the lashon of the Gemara always is hanishal lachacham. Hanishal means you have to ask, you have to present the issue to the bezin, you have to request the hataras nedarim. If I don't request the hataras nedarim, they can't be matar neder bal korchi. Some Rishonim say not so, but the Pashto says we don't hold like them. Pashto says that we don't hold like those Rishonim. That's exactly Rav Soloveitchik. He said that's why it's always called Hanishal Lachochem. Hanishal means Yishoel Shelas Nedarim. What do you mean Shelas Nedarim? The Bala Neder requests from the Bezdin that he wants to have Hataras Nedarim. So the Gemara says Klum Chochem Mater Elai Decharotem. The Chacham can only be matir if the Bala Neder expresses a Pesach or a Harata. He comes to the Bezin and he explains why I have a way out. I have a Pesach, I have a Harata, and therefore I request of you that you should be matir. So just the Bezin confirms what he himself said, that the Neder was a Neder B'toz. Sometimes a Neder B'toz falls apart by itself. The guy took a Neder not to eat this fattening stuff on the table, then it turns out it's fat-free. It took a neder not to eat this. He thought it has high cholesterol. It comes, it has no cholesterol. It's very healthy. He didn't know what it was. It's a very healthy stuff. So if he would have known what it was, he wouldn't have taken a neder. Took a neder not to marry the girl because her father's a gangster. He was sitting in jail. Turns out her father's a tzaddik. He was never sitting in jail. He made a mistake. So then the Mishnah says, in such a case, that's mamish toras and kol ha-tarkil. You don't even need a haftaras nedarim in that case. But we're talking in a case where you do need a haftaras nedarim. So it also boils down to that. It's klum chacham mater elidei pesach v'charata. So it's vaita. It means that it's built in. It's not ze oisav v'zamata. It's not that I made an isa neder on myself and a stranger comes mi bachutz and he cancels the isa. No stranger can come in and cancel the isa. It's considered as if I was mater my own isa. So that's what the Gemara understands. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Pei Gimel, quotes the memory of Rav Pinchas. To imply that the heter of haforas habal v'ho'ov is not that some external force has the power that ze oisav ze mati. She makes a neder and the father breaks the neder. Not that the father, the husband, has the ability to break. No, it's a built-in heter in the neder. It's built-in. So the pashtus is, and that's what the Gemara says, that then you don't say migdus katzoi. When do you say Migidus Katsoi? Reb Shimon. Sometimes Reb Shimon holds for Migidus Katsoi, sometimes he doesn't hold for Migidus Katsoi. Reb Yudah always says Migidus Katsoi. Most of the Shemesh have been there, so we pass and you always say Migidus Katsoi. But Reb Shimon only in rare cases holds Migidus Katsoi. So when is that? So that's Kos Karev Ashoshes. That's a Mem Dalet and an Aleph. The way the Gemara finally comes, Elo Omar Marzutra Liolim Reb Shimon he. When does he say Moshe Shemesh Abiner is Mutar Rishari Biner Zuta? A little Moshe Shemesh Abiner, a little there. The Daite Lavi, we knew Ben Hashmoshes that it's not going to burn the whole day. We knew there's going to be Moshe Shemesh Abiner. So Ben Hashmoshes, we knew there's going to be Lachazman. It's not going to be moved. Avalhani, but the Kos Karev Ashoshes Benefishi, it looked like it's going to burn the whole 24 hours. Then the Gemara says Ibrahim Shimon is Moida that there is no Yoshev and Mitzapas. Reb Shimon also agrees that the status of Muktz is determined Bein Hashmoshes. So he holds that Moshe Shemesh Abiner, Bein Hashmoshes, I knew that it was going to be Moshe Shemesh Abiner, it's going to be left over at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, the flame is going to go out. But the Kos Karev Ashoshes looked from the perspective of Bein Hashmoshes, there is no foreseeable Achazman at which time is going to be Mutter. So that's where Reb Shimon is moded by Kos Karev Ashoshes. And he's also moded by Ein Roi Mumin Beyontif, the mikra ain't a mavuka. Why? Because it's asa to paskin on this, and it's only the sack of the bezin is only matel mikana lahabo. It's not matel mafreya. So then you would say it's like kos karavashoshes. But the Gemara says by tevel we wouldn't say like that. Why? Because it has a built-in heter. The iser of tevel rests on the assumption that it has a possibility to be mafrish. If you wouldn't have a possibility to be mafrish, the trumas and maisers, then there shouldn't be an iser tevel. That's how the Chazanish tain it against Rav Elvola. So that's the pasha pshat in this Gemara. Tevel muchan oitzol shavish mavav v'tiktam besukon. You can't say migidis katzoi by tevel because it has the iser tevel rests on the assumption that it has a built-in heter. And that's what the Gemara meant to say by hafare, mefir in the dorim shem, mefir in the dorim b'shabbes, and it'll be mutter after the husband is mefir, and you won't say migidis katzoi. Why? Because kol anaderes al das bal anaderes has a built-in heter. Whenever there's a built-in heter, then I say that it's mucha meyelov in bein hashmashes. The problem is, but if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a kash. This is nice if you all like Rabbi Shimon. That the only time you say Migris Katzoi is by Kos Kaira Vashoshes. But by Moshe Shemesh Abinir Zuto, then Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't say Migris Katzoi. But we don't, even though we pass on like Rabbi Shimon in general, and Hilchas Muktzah, which we didn't get to yet, but the Migris Katzoi we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. That's at the end of the Mesichta, the Amoraim side with Rabbi Yehuda here. So once you pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, it means that you always say Migris Katzoi. So why shouldn't it even apply to Tevel? This is a good story within Rabbi Shimon. Shimon usually holds there's no migadis katsoi. But if there is no foreseeable achazman, kos karvashoshes, then he's masking that you do say migadis katsoi. And the same thing, ein roi mumin biyontif, in bikro, ein amivukar, that we understand. Hashem came tevel. So I say, has a built in heta. So I say, it was muchan ne'elov, abu abachazman. Muchan ne'elov has a built in heta. So it's like Moshe Shemesh Abinair. Yeah, but if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, but if you we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then you do say Migidus Katzoi. So that's still a good kasha. The kasha that Tosfos has within Rabbi Shimon, why is it different here and there, that we can answer with the Gemara Memvavim and Beis, but it's still a different kasha, because we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that you always say Migidus Katzoi, even Moshe Shemesh Abinair, not only Kos Karav Ashoshes. So if you always say it, even though there is a Fasir Balachazman, so what does it help? That the tevel has a built-in heter. A built-in heter means that ben hashmashes are already there is a foreseeable lachazman, because the whole isa tevel is based on the assumption that it has the possibility to be machris trumas and maizes. Yeah, but that's the same as Moshe Shemesh ben Nechah. We pass on the yidus in migras kafir. That I don't know. That's still a good kasha. But the kasha that the re-asks, how do you distinguish? He's asking on the gemara. How do you distinguish within Reb Shimon that we can understand a little bit the teretz to that kash. Okay, so Nachman, so the Gemara had again the three, according to the way the Rivo learns, the Gemara gave three explanations for the Mishnah. Why is it also? Einosim kli tachas haner lekabel baris Hashemin. So again, so the first pshat was Rabbah's interpretation of Rav Chisda, that it's a new Issa Hatzolah. Hatzolah she'ene mitzuya lo hitiru. So, Agzera de Rabbanan. The second shot, Rav Yosef's version, Rav Yosef's interpretation of Rav Chisda, that it's not a Gzera, it's not a new Gzera. It's an Issa Melochem de Rabbanan. Mochomer than an Issa Gzera. It says, even Melochem have some Meru, but we wouldn't be Mekel. It's an Issa Melochem de Rabbanan, either Boina or Soyser. What is it? Mevato Kli Mehechon. Fine. Then the third pshat was Rabbi Yitzchak, which most of the Rishonim say we don't paskin like. Many Rishonim say we don't paskin like it because the whole din of Rabbi Yitzchak is only Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. We didn't learn yet Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. It's only feasible within Rabbi Yehuda who holds from Muktzah to Bekelim. And if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, there's no Muktzah Bechlim of Bekelim, then the whole din of Rabbi Yitzchak goes down the drain. So according to, if you say like that, so for sure we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But even if you hold that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is based on the Issa Tzilchul Kelim, so still most of the Rishonim hold you still don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. So there's a minority opinion that you pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. Fine. So we don't accept it. The Rif in the Ramah say we don't. The Rif in the end of the Masechta says we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak's din of Enkli Nikol. So the Gemara quotes this member of Rav Yitzchak, and then they say in Amud Beis that Rav Huna already said it. Okay. Rav Huna and Bavel, Kfar Tigmar L'Shmaitos the Bavel, we already heard Rav Yitzchak's one. So what is his new din? Enkli Nito Soch Davani. So they asked all the kashas, and they gave one teretz on everything. Then they asked Vaiter Akasha. Toshma. So the Gemara answers, Tzorach l'mkoma. What do you ask? It's the same kasha. It says, Meisei kolahani tiyuf, the Vishoni gave one teretz hakelel on everything, Tzorach l'mkoma. So what was added on in this kasha? The same teretz, Tzorach l'mkoma. So Taisa says, kolahano de Meisei, Yoda Maksha the Matsi the Shanui Batsochum Kama. The Maksha knew that we have this teretz that you can answer all the kashas, but he thought maybe there's a better teretz over here. And then he tells him, no, the same old teretz. Elisharot Zaleidam, Yeshla Taret Binyanacha. That's how Taisus learns. So Taisus, interesting. Taisus assumes that when you have a sugya, they have Toshma, Toshma, Kasha, Mesve, Mesve, Mesve. That's the way it was presented in the days of the Amorai. This kasha came first, that kasha came second, this kasha came third. And if they already gave the answer to that kasha, why do they keep on asking the same kasha afterwards? They already knew the answer. Another Rachmanim in the back saying, no, the Talmud Bavli, this is the way it was edited, it was put together like this. These kashas rest in different generations in different Batei Midrashas. So they recorded this kasha, one Amor asked this kasha. And when he raised that kasha, they gave it the teretz. Then when another Amor in a different generation asked a kasha from another source, they gave the same teretz. It wasn't all at the same time. It wasn't the Zachazer, they asked, after they already knew the teretz, they asked the same kasha over again. Different generations and different Batei Midrashas, they asked the same kasha, they gave the same teretz. Yeah. The question of the flow of the Gemara. Taisus assumes the whole Gemara, that's the way it's presented by us, that's the way it was in the days of the Gemara. It's an Achrenim, I'm not so convinced that that's the case. Okay, yeah, a lot of times you have such a studio. The Gemara asks the same kasha 5 times, and they give the same teretz 5 times. They repeat it. So Taisus will always tell Zahanar. The problem. Why they ask the second time, third time, fourth time, the fifth time? They already knew what the teretz was. And the Achrenim are not bothered with the kasha at all. It doesn't necessarily mean that it was the same person asking all the 5 times. Okay. So the Gemara asks Toshma. Avonim, Eitzim Avonim, we offer Amukze Mamish. So it says, Parsi Machzolas Al Gabi Avonim Bishamis. Machzolas is a kli. If you hold that the whole Iser of Rabbi Yitzchak, Enkli Nito, Tzorch Tamanit, only applies to Kalim, doesn't apply to Ochlim, so here it's still a kasha. It says Machzolas. Machzolas is a kli, so it's permissible to spread out a Machzolas Al Gabi Avonim Bishamis. The Avonim, I'm afraid the Avonim are going to disintegrate. They're going to get so wet, they're going to fall apart. Yeah, but Avonim are Mukze Mamish. Eitzim Avonim Yofer is Mukze Mamish. So how are you permitted to be metaltal akli letzarch and evan, which is a dovashen and nitel at all? Mar says no. We're talking about avonim bekuzal is the chazan of beis akis. The evan was miyuchad for his tamshus. Okay, it's a different kind of an evan. Eitz ma'avonim yafar is muktzeh if the evan is worthless, has no status of a kli. But here this is like a kli. It's miyuchad to serve as a kli. Toshma first machzolos agabi levenim. The Gemara thought that I have tons of bricks ready, I'm going to build a house with it. So since the bricks are oimed lebinyan, so that would be mukta bein shabbos bein biyontif, but because binyan is a malacha, and I'm only going to use it for binyan abayis, I'm going to need all the bricks to build the house. So the levenim, the bricks should be oimed lemalachto of building a house. So it should be mukta. So to this, the Gemara answers the shtayer me binyano the chazin amos galayu. If you have bricks that are Oivalasiyasam, the bricks are sitting, waiting in order to be used to build. Go to Borough Park all the time. Borough Park flatboats, they're always building houses there. So they always have tons of bricks, they're all waiting to build all the houses. So that would taka be mukta. That's taka mukta because it's miyuchad for malacha, which is also beim shabbos beim yon. But after you already finished building the house, the shtayer mibinyon, it's left over. So what are you going to do with the leftover bricks? So sometimes they're going to give it back to the company, the brick company, and they're going to sell it to someone else. They'll get the money back, get a refund, they'll sell it to someone else to use it for building Vaita. Okay, so then it's Vaita Eimid Lebinyan. But in the days of the Gemara, apparently they didn't give any refund. What are you going to do with the leftover bricks? The Chazin LeMizgalai. You're going to use it as a serving tray, or to use it to lean on, LeMizgalai. That's what the bottom text says. As it says in the Gemara, Kuf Chav Dalet, Hani Livni, these bricks, the Yatri, Nibinyona, the leftovers in the Starim, in Abinyon, after the whole Binyon is finished, Shari Le Taltalinu, are not Mukta. Before you finish building the house, all the bricks are right Midle Malecha's Binyon, so then it's Mukta. Kol Malach Talisa, sounds like it's Midle Kol Malach Talisa. You're only going to use it for building, so it's Mukta. But after you finish building, then it's Chazam and Izgalat, then it's Aymit to be for a different Ishtamsh. Okay. The Gemara says not Mukta. The other Gemara says Toshma, Pors Machzelos Al Gabi Kaveris Dvorim Bishabis, Lecham and Lecham and Kshamim and Akshamim. He has a beehive, and he's afraid the heat is so strong the bees are going to get killed. The bees are going to die from a sunstroke, or the bees are going to drown. It's raining so much, or it's so hot, they're going to die. So he wants to protect his bees. That's his whole parnasa. He sells honey, bee honey. So he wants to put a machzelos agabi kaveres to protect the dvorim, agabi kaveres al dvorim shabbos, b'chamach na'acham k'sham na'acham, to protect it. He has to be careful not to violate Seder. Okay, so he's going to put a machzelos in such a way there won't be any chashash Seder. So the Gemara says, why isn't this a violation of Rabbi Yitzchak's din? You're protecting the bees over here. And to this, the Gemara answers, Hachmas Kinon, and Okimte answered, the Ika Dvash. Not only is he interested in protecting the bees, his whole sole interest is in protecting the bees, then you're not allowed to. Because Enkli Nital, Machzelos is a Kli, and the Dvorim, Adobashen, and Nital, so you're not allowed to move it. Tosis had the 2 days, Tosis and Rishonim had a Machlegs, what about Behema? Is Behema considered a Dovashen and Nital? So Tosis said a Behema, where was that Tosis again? Behema is considered a Dovar. Tosis answered, the Behema is considered a Dovar Hanital because you can walk your dogs, you can get the Behemas to move. But apparently the Dvarim is considered Dovashen and Nital. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. You see, Dvarim is a Dovashen and Nital. So Tosis and their Kasha thought that even a Behema is also Dovashen and Nital. Where's the Tosis again? Nun Gimla Manala. So Tosis and the Kasha thought Behema is also Dova Hashena Nita. Then they answered, no, that there's a difference between a Behema and a Dvorim. Yochel Moshchel Halicha B'chom Mokam. Since you can get the animal to move around, that's not called Dova Hashena Nita. But the Dvorim, you can't get him to move anywhere. How are you going to get the Dvorim to move? So the Dvorim, the Gemara assumes, is a Dova Hashena Nita. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how are you permitted to put the Machzelos to protect the Dvorim? The Gemara says, no. I want to protect the bees from the sunstroke and from the rain. It shouldn't ruin it. And I want to protect the honey as well. What, the honey's going to get ruined if it's in the sun? Honey's going to get ruined if you mix in water. And the honey's going to get ruined if it's going to be in the sun. So the purpose of spreading the machzelos is twofold. I want to protect the dvash. The dvash is not mukta. And I want to protect the dvarim as well. So the Gemara asked Akasha, that's good, be moisachama. In the summertime, they're manufacturing dvash. The ika dvash. Be moisacham and the leka dvash, my ika lameima. What are you going to do in the wintertime? And the Brisa says, v'chamam and ha'chamam k'sham ne'acham. So Maruk from Imeshan, who asked Akasha, thought that v'chamam means be moisachama, or b'kshamim means be moisacham in the middle of the winter. In the middle of winter, Frank Markasha, there is no dvash. Be moisacham the leka dvash, my ika lameima. So to this, the Gemara says, "La'nitzuch el alosim shtei chalos." So Rashi quotes from Bava Basu Daf Pei that even in the winter time, when they're not manufacturing dvash, but the bees have to live on some food, so they always leave over two chalos. Two chalos means two. The chalos are made from wax. They're not chalos like we have hamoitzi lechem arutz. The chalos are chalos dvash. It's from wax, shaiva. So the chalas dvash is the michael for the bees. And what's the din? And that's not mukta. The bees themselves are mukta. But if you have either michael or the michael bema, that's not mukta. That's what it says all over the Gemara. We spoke about this a few times. The din is that in order to be makabel tumah, it has to be one of the four things, Adam, Mekele, Mochlem, and Mashkin. So Adam has to be a Yisrael, a Yehudi. A Nochri is not makabel tumah. But a Nochri is not mukta on Shabbos either. Kalim. There are certain kelim, klei avanim, klei doma, klei adoma, klei glolim, are not mekabel tumah, but still they're not mukta on Shabbos. It's not 100% identical. The dinim of mukta were patterned after called the tikkun habanim came the rishon tikkun. So a pattern after the dinam deraisa of Kabbalah Tumah, the Gemara said the first daf from Kol HaKelim, but it's not 100% the same. So here also, Michael Beima is not Mekabel Tumah. Only if it's Roy the Machal Lodim is a Mekabel Tumah. But still, the Halacha says that as far as Muktzah is concerned, Michael Beima is not Muktzah. So let's say you have these Chalos Vash, the Shtei Chalos, which is Michael HaDvarim. So Michael Dvarim is not Muktzah. Craig Ding Marakashe, Baha Muktzah is Ninhu. But it is Muktzah. Why is it Muktzah? The Gemara just answered, it's Chalos Osam Shtei Chalos that are Roy the Michael HaDvarim. And Michael Behem is not Muktzah. So then the Gemara turns around and asks Akasha, but Muktzah is Nina Rashi the Dvarim. What do you mean Muktzah? It's Miyuchad for the bees. Therefore, Hoda Havale Dovashena Nital. So how are you allowed? After Lachim, Metaltali Machzeles Lahatzalosan. What was that Kasha? Baha Muktzah is Nina. Why should the Dvash Dvarim? The Shtei Chalos Dvash Dvarim, that's the Michael of the Dvarim. Why should that be considered Muktzah Ninu? Muktzah Dvarim. So I think what the Gemara means is like we had a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says if you have a painting hanging on the wall and you never take it down. Sometimes you have a painting, and when you ever have guests, you show them, these are my grandchildren, these are my children, they live in Texas, these children live in Hawaii. You keep on taking down the pictures and you hang them up. But if you have pictures, they hang on the wall, you never take them down. And all of a sudden it falls down on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says that that's Muktzah. In order for something not to be Muktzah, it has to be Miyuchad to handle it. It has to have a Hishtamshus. Hishtamshus means not to look at it. To look at it, that's you're using your eyes, you're not using the picture. Hishtamshus means if I have a photograph album, and I from time to time I take out the album and I mish the pages and I look at the pictures. That's called the hishtamshus. But if you have something hanging on the wall, it just sits there. And you just look at it. You get enough from looking at it. So the Magen Avraham says that's not called the hishtamshus. So here also the Gemara says, if you have in the summertime in Imos HaChama, you have a whole bunch of chalos dvash. The Dvarim keep on manufacturing honeycombs, the shaiva, and they manufacture the dvash on top of the honeycombs. It's fine. So you will decide someday or another to take off the honey. On Shabbos, the Tap Taisa says that's a malacha, either a malacha derais or a malacha derabbanan. We learned from Daf Tzadikei. Harod HaChalos Dvash. Rav Leizer's opinion is that that's an Issa derais because he has the pasuk. Yaris hadvash, mayar hatolish b'menu. Yar is a forest where the trees are attached to the ground. So mayar hatolish b'menu b'shabes chayv chatos hadvash, chalos dvash is also called yaris hadvash. It's a kotzer min hatorah. And the chacham hold that it's only a malach m'drabban. So Tosfos says there is an iser, either an iser derais, an iser rabban to scrape off the honey. But there is going to be some honey that's going to be sitting on top that doesn't have to be scraped off. It can come off very easily. That's what Taisus answers. Regilu sheis bash tzof al gabi achalos. Also in a tzorach with dia, the malacha derabbanon or derais is to do haroi dechalos dvash if you have to scrape off. But the dvash that the regilu says that's sitting on top, tzof al gabi achalos, that you don't need with dia. That for sure you can take off on Shabbos and Yontif. So in the summertime when you have a lot of chalos dvash, the bees are manufacturing more honeycombs, more honey. So then you have a dobra, it's an umdim nemuchach, that you plan either sometime or another, maybe Shabbos, maybe Chol, to take off some of that dvash that doesn't even need redia. Some of it is mamish tzof al gabi achalos. So that's considered like a dobra hamitaltel, a dobra sheish b'ishtamshus. I plan, I don't know if I'm going to take it off on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos, let's say I have a kitchen full of food. On Shabbos, I plan to eat all the food on Shabbos. I may want to eat some of the food on Shabbos. So all of the food that's bought the cheshbon that I may decide to eat on Shabbos, none of that is called muktzah. It's as if there was a hazmana on everything, because I may decide to eat it. Here also, during the whole Yemos HaChama, all the chalos dvash, with all the dvash at sof al gabi hachala, that you don't need redia for, there's a possibility that you may want to take some of that and use it on Shabbos. So none of that is considered muktzah. But in the winter time, that you only have the shtei chalas, the vash, for the purpose of the dvorim. So it's an umdir de muchach that you're not going to touch any of that. You're not going to be metafel any of it. That's in order to keep the dvorim alive. during the whole winter. That's what they eat. So that's what the Gemara says. Vamukta sin is not mukta because it's Michael Behemah. Michael Behemah is not mukta. It's mukta. Michael Behemah is not mukta b'mez v'mamurim if you feed the Behemah. If you're going to feed the behemoth, or let's say you have birds, let's say you have parrots or whatever, so you feed it parrot food, or you have fish and you feed the fish food. So the food that you have to hand over to the behemoth, that's not called muktzah because it's amid l'tilfu. It's amid l'hishtamshes. But over here, the Gemara says, v'hamuktzah is ninu, the two chalas bash, that have all the dvash, atzof al gabehem. You don't plan to handle that at all. You're not going to touch it at all. Since you don't plan to handle it at all, the whole Yemos HaChama, so that has the status of Muktzah. So Zvaiter Akashe, according to Rabbi Yitzchok's rule, we should say, Enkli Nito L'Tzor Tzorah Nito. That's the Gemara's Kashe. V'ha Muktzah is Ninu. If it's Miyuchad not to be touched, even though it's Michael Behemen, all the food in my kitchen, I may or may not, if I eat all the food, I'll plop. I'll weigh 500 pounds. So I'm not going to eat all the food. I'm not going to have so many guests on Shabbat. I'm going to eat all the food. But I may eat this food, I may eat that food. So since I may eat any one of the foods, so Erev Shabbat Ben Hashmoshes, it's self-understood, I'm mazman all the food in the kitchen. I don't even have to think about it. It's muvam me'elav. It's an umdad in the mucha, muvam me'elav. But over here, it's muvam me'elav. I'm not going to touch it. The whole winter time, I only have two chalas dvash. That's all you leave there. That's kol macholam shel advar. And you don't handle it all. But dafki, you don't handle it. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Let that be considered Dobashen and Nito B'Shabbos. It's just Paris the Machzelis to protect the bees. The bees are Dobashen and Nito. And the Chalas Drash are also Dobashen and Nito. Because you don't handle it at all. So the Gemara answers, Choshev Alayhu. He had in mind, strange. I don't know Kim to answer. That Bryce is talking about a special case. He had in mind that if he wants to, he's going to steal some of the honey from the bees. It's his bees. It's his honey. And usually he leaves these two honeycombs for the bees to eat the whole winter. He has in mind, in case he needs it on Shabbos, he'll take some of the honey from the honey and he'll replace it. Okay, after Shabbos, he'll replace it with a jar. He'll take a jar of honey and pour out and we'll give him back the honey. Give him back. He had in mind, Freg the Gemara. Wow, that's a funny Okimta case. So why does it say in the Braisa, Ubulvad, you got to be careful, Shleis Kavan Lotzud. Why don't you say a different condition? Obavad, that he had in mind that he may want to borrow some of the honey that's miyuchad for the bees. That's a very rare ukimta case. That's the Gemara's kasha. Hachi, if that's what you're telling me, it's only muter chishav alayu. Halo chishav alayu. If he didn't have in mind, which is 99% of the time, people don't have in mind to steal the honey from the poor bees. That's all they have to live on. Also, you're not allowed to hachi. Let it give this in the brisa. But when is it permissible? Only b'chishav aleim. B'chishav aleim aser. Everything more hakamashmal in the brisa wants to tell me a bigger chiddush, a different chiddush. Even though chishav aleim, and there's no problem of muktzeh, it's daba hanital, but still you have to be careful not to violate tzedah. You have to put the machzelos in such a way that it shouldn't be in violation of tzedah. Okay. And then you have to be careful not to violate tzedah. Then the Gemara now has a new discussion, a new paragraph. Why does it use an expression in the Braisa of v'vat shelo yiskaven lotzud? It should say v'vat shelo yanich es hamachzeles ba'ofen shel tzedah. V'vat shelo yiskaven lotzud sounds like it's aliba de Reb Shimon who holds dov shenim iskaven is mutter. It sounds like it's aliba de Reb Shimon. So it says, "Vavatzle is kaven lo tzud." You're even permitted to put the machzelos in such a way that it may or may not. If to put the machzelos in a way that it's vaday going to cause tzedah, that's a psikreshis. Even Rav Shimon holds psikreshis also. But if you put it in such a way that it may or may not cause tzedah, but you're not interested, so then it says it's mut vavatzle is kaven lo tzud. That's only aliba de Rav Shimon. So the Gemara asks that: is that what it means in the Braisa? Craig the Gemara. Umani, and whose opinion is it? Reb Shimon. If you're going to tell me that Braisa goes, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. That's why it assumes that Dov Shenim is Kaben and Mutter. And it's only if he's going to be Miskaben Lotzud. So Freg the Gemara, so Leis Lei Mukta. So Reb Shimon doesn't have a Mukta. So he can't go, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. Why not? Why can't he go, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon? What did we say before that's not correct? So the Rashi and Beitza had a Girsa in the Gemara. That's the whole Rebbe Kevega. The Rashi in Beitza had a Giris in the Gemara. If you hold like Reb Shimon, that the whole din of Reb Yitzchok is down the drain. So what did you have to waste so much time for? You're working so hard to try to figure out pshat in this Braisa. Say the Braisa goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't hold from the whole din of Reb Yitzchok. So finished? What do you have to work so hard? So obviously, all the Amoraim who are working hard are working on the assumption that the Braisa can even go Libid Reb Yudit. That's the way the Rashi writes in Beitza. Rashi over here holds Reb Yitzchok's din is not Tali. That's what Rabbi Kevege writes there. The Rashi there in Beitza, Kosta Bem is the Pirchas Hashas. The Reb Shimon Latzor Klal Taz Diga Beis Kalas Mubo the Zoyle the Rashi Shom. That what? The Reb Shimon Leka Ladina the Reb Yitzchok. The whole din of Reb Yitzchok doesn't exist if you hold like Reb Shimon. That's how Rashi learns there. Rashi over here does not write like Rashi over there. This was the machlokes we had before, but the Reb Yitzchok's din depends on Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon Ana. So Rashi has a different word. The shtei chalas dvash. The Gemara asked Akasha v'hamuktzis ninu. You have in mind not to eat it. So that's exactly the machlokes of Shimon and Reb Yudah. What's the original machlokes of Shimon and Reb Yudah? Whether there's muktzah ba'ichlam or muktzah b'kel, what's the original machlokes? So it goes like this. This is my mashal. I have, let's say, ice cream in the freezer, which is for a birthday party for my grandchild on Monday night. Then we decide we're going to change our mind, Shalosh Shudis. We're going to eat the ice cream. We're not flashing anymore. We're going to have the ice cream for Shalosh Shudis. But we b'seirish had in mind b'dafka not to eat it. It's not like all the rest of the food in the kitchen. And maybe we'll eat it. Maybe we won't eat it. We b'seirish had in mind. We bought it al das that this is miyuchad for the birthday party in the middle of the week, not the Shabbos. Well, let's say you have Pesach Dike Kalim. So we have b'seirish in mind. We have it. It's an umdan and we have in mind to use all the dishes in the kitchen. We never use all the dishes in the kitchen, even if we have 25 guests. We never use every single dish in the kitchen. But we say, since theoretically there's a possibility we may use all the dishes, so all the dishes are mukhan. As if you had an umdan and mukhan, you have a hakona. But on the Pesach Dike dishes, it's an umdan and mukhan. He doesn't. It costs the money. He has separate dishes. What is he going to use the Pesach Dike dishes in the middle of the year for chametz? So that's the original machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yudah. So Reb Shimon holds that that's not muktzah. That all Ochlim and all Kalim are considered Muchan. And Rabbi Yudah holds no. If it's an Umdir in the Muchach that you don't plan to use it on Shabbos, it's clear that you didn't plan to use it on Shabbos because it's the ice cream is for a birthday party or the Kalim Acham is the Pesach Dike Kalim or something like that. So then Rabbi Yudah holds that would be Muktzah, and Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not Muktzah. Rabbi Shimon holds no. Ochel, it's Roy Lachila. And a keli is roilish tamshu, so there's no reason to declare that it's mukta. And Rabbi Yudah holds no. If it's an umdan and mukhaf that he beferish didn't have in mind to eat it. So what's over here? The shnei chalos. The Gemara asked Akasha. It says in the Braisa, be moisak shamim. That's what he thought. Baruch from Emation thought that it says Ravashi. Finally said, doesn't say moisak shamim. It says the pnei akshamim. It doesn't go be moisak shamim. That's the final answer of Ravashi. First they're working on the assumption of Ravukva. Then he thought, B'moisak Shom. He said, B'moisak Shom, Gemara says, there is no Dvash. You only have Dvorim. So the Gemara says, no, you have the two Chalas Dvash that stay there all the time. So the Gemara says, fine. The two Chalas Dvash is Michael Behena, and it's even Royal Michael Adam, but it's Beferish, he was Maktit Midaita. It's like the ice cream for the birthday party. It was Maktit, he doesn't plan to scoop it off and eat it, because the Dvorim have to have something to eat. He doesn't plan to use it at all. So that should be, so the Gemara thought, that should be totally in the Machleg Zabiyuta Reb Shimon. What are you going to do with the Braisa? And for the Gemara, Bechishe Baalein. According to Reb Shimon, there was no kasha in the first place. According to Reb Shimon, what do you have to say? Chishe Baalein. It's like the ice cream that's set aside for the birthday party or the Pesach Dike dishes. You can always change your mind, so you don't have to say the answer Chishe Baalein. But the Gemara said Chishe Baalein, so they were assuming that you're talking with, the Gemara was assuming that the whole Braisa is Alibir Reb Yudah. So that's where Rashi says, Ireb Shimon Omar, if you're learning, if your whole discussion was Alibir Reb Shimon, so Lama Lil Yukma Bishachisha Bale, and why do you have to answer that? Obviously, you were talking within Reb Yudah. That's where Rashi says over here. So those are the two Pirushim of Rashi on this Kasha. Rashi in Beitza says, the whole din of Reb Yitzchak is only Alibir the Reb Yudah. That doesn't exist Ali B'Reb Shimon. Rashi always says no, this answer B'Shechish Re'aleim is only necessary if you hold like Reb Shimon. If you hold like Reb Yudah, if you hold like Reb Shimon, that it's like the ice cream cake or the paste of the dishes, that it's not mukta at all. So that's what the Gemara says. Ereb Shimon, leislei mukta. Why do you have to answer chishav alein? Ereb Yude. So obviously you think that your whole discussion was within Reb Yude. How can you read the brayso like Reb Yude? It says vavleish kavein lotzud. Sounds like davishen is kavein is mutter. Reb Yude holds davishen is kavein is aser. If you're going to spread out the machzelos in such a way that it may or may not cause tzedah, so that should already be a violation of meleches tzedah. So the Gemara answers, no, li'olam Reb Yude, you are correct. The whole discussion was alib Reb Yude. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to answer b'shechishav aleihem. My b'vash le'is kavan lotzud, it doesn't mean shle'is kavan. B'vash le'asenekim mitzudo. You shouldn't put the machzelos in such a way that it may or may not cause tzedah. You should put it loosely. You should leave empty space that the dvarim should be able to fly. You shouldn't even be anything near. You shouldn't even be a possibility of causing any tzedah. That's the Gemara's theory. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi has a different answer on the kasha. It says, Bikshamim. It's talking. So what is the answer? It's talking the Yaminisan of the Yamitishrei. And the Zika Kshamim. So here Taisus has an interesting comment. And the last line on Amud Aleph, it says, Amalei Rav Ukva Mimeshan LeRavashi. Yes, this question of Ravashi. So then it says, who gave the answer on the top? And for the Gemara, the second line, Nitzachel Alosam Shteichalos. Whose answer was that? That now it says, Ravashi Omer. Ravashi gives a different answer. Ravashi Omer. So who gave the first answer? Somebody other than Rav Ashi. But it says the Rav Ukva Mimeshan asked Rav Ashi the question. So who answered it? So Tosfos says, "Dima Mascha Rav Ashi Yama." This is just in the how do you read the text of the Gemara? So Tosfos says Rav Ashi gave him right away the answer. The Stamer Rav Ashi Heshiv Lo Miyad Kein LeRav Ukva Kishushalo. Rav Ukva asked him the question on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Rav Ashi said, "This is the answer." It doesn't say the Moisak Shomim. But the Gemara first quotes, Lainitzuchel Alasim Shtechala, that's Marukva's answer. Ela Shesid Rashat Teret Shalo Tchilo. The Gemara quotes Teret Shalo. Who's Teret Shalo? Rav Ukva's answer. Or the editor of the Talmud Babli. Ravina? Who? Teret Shalo. They quote Marukva asked the question of Ravashi. Ravashi gave an answer. And in between the question and the answer, there's really an asterisk. And there's a footnote, and it says in the footnote, Lefian Niz Dait, he can give a different answer. That's the editor of the Talmud Babli is giving this answer. It's not Ravashi's answer. Because the Tanya finally says, Ravashi Omar. Ravashi gave the answer that comes later. So who gave the first answer? That's our Teret Shalo. That's his answer. Who's Teret Shalo? The editor's answer? Or Marukva's answer? Someone else's answer. And then Taisa says, nah, if you look in Beitza, they're both Ravashi's answer. And in Beitza, it doesn't say Ravashi Omar, it says, Viiboy Seymar. That both answers are given by Ravashi. The answer that appears on the second line, Lanitzuchela, says, Omer Ravashi. And then it says, Vibo Yisema. The Ravashi gave the both answers. Okay, that's just how to read the text to the Gemara.
Is it such a double pasha that Machshava should be Mavkei L'Shem Mitzvah? I mean, by Choryo Shogeto, this is all Machfokas Panoim, more than I know.
Yeah, but here it's Roy Lachila. Choryo Shogeto is Mamash Mukhtah. So there's a discussion of a miyachid for hishtamshus on Shabbos. You have to have a ma'aser isn't enough with machshava. But here, the thing is mamish roi lachila. Just that you are maksid midaitecha, you don't plan to steal it from the dvorim. So then the Gemara says chishav aleihem. So it is. It won't be muktzah. This is easier than charoy sholdek. Here the dvash is roi lachila. Sof al gabov. That's not a problem. Okay, I apologize. My son is getting married. So I have to go out of town. So I won't be able to give shiur till Monday. Try to learn a little bit.